Listen up now.
Tune into the new corner with Metro Zero XE
0517.
We talk about decentralization and bank annihilation. Bitcoin, Litecoin, MyCoin, YourCoin, Blockchain, baby. Mondays at 1600 hours Eastern Studio A.
Understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
Hey,
hold on,
you've
got to
get us out of here now! I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is Jim Fetzer inviting you to join me on The Raw Deal, Revolution Radio, Studio B, Tuesday and Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, 1 to 3 p.m. Pacific, JFK, 9/11, Wellstone, Sandy Hook, the Boston bombing, Charlottesville, Las Vegas, the latest on politics and foreign affairs from an unconventional point of view. Come join Revolution Radio Tuesday, Thursday, Studio B.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
There's not one that can omit it, but there's only a few that pay attention to themselves, know thyself, so they can overcome it. And when you really, 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 really start to know yourself, just know yourself, you got to be like pleasantly but shockingly surprised as what's been driving you forever and a day. And one thing for sure, and without a doubt, no doubt at all. You know, something that you're just not sure of. But this thing I am sure of. There's no love in the world today. Not even in America, my country. Put America first. There is absolutely no love, except for those who are overcoming evil. Every human being, mind and body, meaning emotions, are possessed with wicked, evil spirits, demons. And you act out accordingly. But you don't know that it's not you. You think it's you. And when you do things that you consider bad, you judge yourself. You freak out. You overreact. And then when you do things you think are good, you praise yourself. You judge yourself again as good. And then you overreact with a false sense of joy. And while you're overreacting with the false sense of joy, there's another reaction that brings you back down. You're up and down, and then you want to jump off a bridge. You're not in control of your life, and you don't know it. How unfortunate is that, that you don't know is not you, because you won't look at yourself. You look at everybody else, but you won't look at the stone in your own eyes. And as a result, you're suffering. And what you do to others, you're really doing it to yourself. What you do to others is what is happening inside of you, and you're feeding that and getting worse. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Allahu Akbarism, Debbie Dadism, anti-Semitism, white supremacism. No isms. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And the interesting thing is you don't know what evil is or good is. All of your ideas about good and evil are wrong. They're just ideas out of the darkness of your imagination. And they're based on what you've heard growing up, what good and evil is. Isn't that amazing? What a mess! And you're being controlled and don't even know it. Not only by wicked spirits inside of you, but wicked spirits outside of you, inside of others. And just because they have titles attached to their names, you think that you should believe and follow them. You're afraid to be your own man, your own woman. How sad is that? You're afraid to be you. Matter of fact, you don't even know who you are, but you're afraid to even find out who you are. There is no love, only hate, except for those who overcome anger. Anger is hatred. Hatred is of your, makes you play God because it's of your father, the devil. You must return to the Father. All who are born through the woman must return to the Father, because if you don't, it's over. You're living, your eyes are open, but you're spiritually dead. You're walking and moving about and thinking that you're having fun and you're enjoying life, but you're really dead because you're blind and can't see. Only those who have gone and forgiven their mothers and grandmamas and those who turned them against their fathers, forgiven them and returned to your father, are alive. Everybody else is dead. Will you choose life or will you stay dead? Because you're already dead and don't know it. You're breathing. You're still alive but barely breathing. But you're really a walking dead. You have fear. You have doubt. And you blame the outside world for your fear. But the fear is in you. It's not out there. It's outside of you too, but inside of others. That's their fear. But your fear is inside of you. It's not even real. But you believe it. What a mess. And everybody talking about peace. What about peace? What about peace? Peace is not good. It's not good. Peace is not good. And I do want have to tell you all think that things out there are bad now, and they are, but they're going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. And as hell happened outside of you, inside of others, it's going to get worse inside of you because you're going to overreact. You're going to have fear. And fear will destroy you. It's a wicked spirit or spirits. Peace is not good. You need to return to good. And you can. But it's up to you. There are rumors of wars and all kinds of things really happening now. They're not just rumors. They are happening. And it's going to get worse. Will you be able to handle it? Can you handle it now? Are you in the world and of it? Or are you in the world but not of it? Which one? Know thyself. Be still and know thyself is the way to go. Overreacting, you're digging a deeper hole into hell. Stop overreacting to anything. You're protecting the nature of your father, the devil. And the more you overreact, the worse you get to any situation, no matter what it is. When you overreact, that's exactly what evil wants you to do. The people who are trying to manipulate you or to bring anger, who are arguing with you, who are whatever they're doing, they need you to overreact so they can feel better about the hell that's in them. They feel like winners when they can bring misery upon you. Just the same way you feel like winners when you bring misery upon others. What a mess! Peace is not good. You've heard a lot of talk about the war in Ukraine. The Americans don't like Russia. But they seem to like China better than Russia. I wonder why. And in all honesty, we don't know what the real truth is because you're not going to get the truth from the media, from the government, and all that. They're not going to tell you the truth. They need you to be afraid. Because they too are controlled by wicked demons, and they love power and wealth. It's all about the so-called perceived power and wealth. And they need you to be afraid because while you're in fear, you do whatever they tell you. They can control you. They can tell you that you have PhD, HDD, and you believe it. And they can tell you, well, here's some medication for your HDD. You believe it and get the medication, and it dumps you down even more so. They don't want you to know that your battle is a spiritual battle and that you could be free. A clearer mind. And they keep this idea of war, a real war happening in our country or wherever, so that they can keep you in fear. Peace is not good. This is from the Washington Post. On Tuesday, the Chinese leader met with the Russian president for talks at the Kremlin. This is from ABC. Watch this.
China's President Xi arriving for a three-day summit in Moscow with his so-called peace plan. This is the first visit since Russia invaded Ukraine. The images tonight, you can see Xi given the red carpet treatment, serenaded by a military band in Russia. Vladimir Putin then welcoming his, quote, dear friend of the Kremlin.
The world's most powerful autocrats greeting each other with smiles, meeting inside the Kremlin for more than 4 hours.
I've seen nothing in the plan that would indicate that there is something that would be beneficial to anyone other than Russia if the Chinese plan were followed.
The White House pressed on when the president plans to talk to Xi.
We'll do that at the most appropriate time. It's important that we keep those lines of communication open, particularly now when tensions are so high.
These people are loving this. They are loving it. Their egos are going 90 miles an hour because they're getting a false sense of life out of keeping you afraid. And you don't know what the truth is. The media is not going to tell you because they are getting paid. They are getting paid from the higher uppers, and their egos are running wild as well. It's no different than if you get to know your life, you understand all life. It'll be mind-blowing for you. If you can understand your life by forgiving so you can see, you'll see that your mama don't even love you. And she likes everyone. Your mama don't love you. And she loves everyone. So, according to that report, the Chinese leader and Russian president met. I wish I knew the real deal of why our country don't like Russia so much. They spent a lifetime, instead of taking care of home, taking care of business, building a strong military, shutting down the borders to keep the illegals out. They're building a strong military so that, I mean, instead of building a strong military so that we'll be fine. Whatever happens, we'll be ready to deal with it. But they're destroying everything that's good in our country, weakening our country like nothing going north. This is from the Republic World. U.S. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said the U.S. is firmly opposed to a ceasefire. See there? Watch this. From Fox and CNN.
That if, coming out of this meeting, there's some sort of call for a ceasefire, well, that's just going to be unacceptable, because all that's going to do, Mike, is ratify Russia's conquest to date. All that's going to do is give Mr. Putin more time to refit, retrain, reman.
We've been very, very public about any concerns about some sort of a ceasefire announcement right now. We all want to see peace. We all want to see this war end. It could end today if Mr. Putin did the right thing. But a ceasefire called right now would basically just ratify Russia's conquest and give Mr. Putin more time to re-equip and retrain. And
we do, and we would reject it as well. We think that that's an unacceptable outcome right now.
Amazing. No, we don't want no ceasefire. If we get a ceasefire, the people will become calm again. They won't have fear. We can't control them. Well, you say, what the? We don't want good to happen. You think we want the American people to calm down and think and see what's going on? Even though the war is not happening to us, we don't want Ukraine to... Is you crazy? The war is happening in Ukraine, between Ukraine and Russia, and they don't. Americans don't want peace. They don't want a ceasefire. Because if they get ceasefire and Ukraine and Russia stop and be friends again, that means they're going to have to focus on home or go somewhere else and start a war to keep you under control. To keep you under control. All who has anger, and everyone does, until they return to the Father, you're being controlled. Look at your life and you see you're being controlled. That's all these people are trying to do, or doing, is to keep control of you. Do you know that they did a poll a while back, and I don't trust polls anymore, but they said a lot of the American people, I forgot the number, they want to support Ukraine. How about home first? How about America first? But they want to control. You heard John Kerry. Oh, no. We ain't gonna cease fire. That's crazy. They're talking about, hey, let's stop a war. And the war has nothing to do with us anyway. Why wouldn't Americans want to end the war? War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. And not mama's love, not emotional love. Real love is a dispassionate love. You don't feel it. You don't taste it. You can't touch it. It doesn't come from human beings. It comes through human beings, but not from human beings. That emotional love is hate. It is not love. But this guy, John Kirby, and he is the U.S. National Security Council spokesman. No, we don't want peace. We're not going to cease fire. What the? CNN, the Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken, criticized a ceasefire proposal. This is from C-SPAN. Watch this.
The world should not be fooled by any tactical move by Russia, supported by China or any other country, to freeze the war on its own terms. Such a move would violate the UN Charter and defy the will of 141 countries who have condemned Russia's war in the United Nations General Assembly.
Isn't that like mind-blowing? They are considering to stop the war, it's all like, over there. And our country is saying no. Your leaders are saying no, we don't want that. Why wouldn't you want a ceasefire? Somebody needs to ask, why don't you want it? We shouldn't be over there anyway. Why don't you want those people to stop killing the citizens of that country over there in Ukraine? What a mess. Because if they end it, you may calm down for a minute and start to see for yourself. They don't want you to have a minute of silence. They don't want you to, it's the same way as the wicked spirits in your thoughts. They don't want you to have 1 second of silence because you might see what is controlling you. So they don't want you to be quiet. What the? So likewise, these people don't want you to settle down for a minute. You're being controlled and don't know it. Angry people cannot see they are being controlled by wicked spirits from within. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And they are being controlled by others who are dealing with the same thing. They are criticizing a proposal to cease fire. Have you ever heard of anything like that? Here's John Kirby describing our foreign policy priorities from the White House. Watch this. This is from the White House.
President Biden has been nothing but consistent about his foundational belief in human rights, and LGBTQ plus rights are human rights. We, again, back to the earlier question, are never going to shy away or be bashful about speaking up for those rights and for individuals to live as they deem fit, as they want to live. And that's something that's a core part of our foreign policy, and it will remain so.
What in the world does that have to do with foreign policy? No, you're not going to cease fire. And our primary concern is LGBTQ whatever thing. What the? And I don't even know if Joe Biden even know Russia exists at this point. Well, Joe, you got to go out and say this about Russia and Ukraine. What's that? Don't worry about it. Just read this card and just say this. And you'll be fine. What a mess. You could be in it, but not of it. And the only way you can be in it but not of it, you got to overcome fear. A lot of folks are committing suicide now, according to the reports. A lot of folks. And it doesn't even make sense. Even though I know why they're doing it now, it doesn't make sense you take your own life. If you didn't have fear, or if you knew that all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything because they're coming from a wicked place, they're not your own, you would never commit suicide, no matter what's going on out there in the world, inside of others. They are controlling you, folks. I would suggest, do what you want, that you take control of your own life as an individual. Do not be afraid to be an individual. Know thyself. And overcome evil with good. And you're not going to have good operating for you until you admit you have anger and forgive. 888-777-5377. 888-77-Jesse, there are a couple lines if you want to jump in there. And your super chats when I come back from this break. Some of you know we have, under my nonprofit bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, and we have been rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. We have a home for young men. We tutor. We counsel. We help find jobs. We have church services. We have men's forums the first Thursday night of every month. We also have women's forum the third Thursday night of every month. And Sunday morning meetings for everybody, men, women, and children, everybody. And it's growing. It's growing. So, and for those who have stuck in there, they're doing amazing things. Those who want quick fix, they're not, right? Everything is a growing thing. You grow into love. You grow into life. You grow into wealth. You grow into everything, right? So check us out on RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com, all right? Or call 800-411-BOND. Folks, welcome back. 888-777-5377. Couple announcements. Number one, the Hake, H-A-K-E, report is coming up at 9 a.m. today. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Hake report. .com. And James Hake, as you know, is on fire. If you did not catch Joel Friday TV yesterday at 11 a.m., every Tuesday he's here live from 11 to 12 p.m. Pacific time. You can podcast Joel Friday TV. And we have a brand new episode of the FallenState.tv this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. I had an amazing conversation with Lance Warnow. Warnow. He is an author, speaker, and the host of the Lance Warnow Show. Watch this.
Next time on the fallen state.
Trump derangement. I'm the guy that came up with the term. We've become so accustomed to our devils, we've actually created a culture around it.
Why are the men so weak?
Evangelical churches, they are largely feminine. The devil has unleashed an attack on manhood and on fatherhood.
Every time you listen to the woman, you gotta suffer.
There's been times when God spoke to my wife, I didn't listen to her, and I got in trouble.
What a beta!
Knew what I knew was gonna happen.
Beta male!
That's this Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. And don't forget that you can support the Fallen State by becoming a member on the YouTube channel there. And check out our merch, amazing merch, at rebuildingtheman.com/store, rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing, huh? Mugs and hoodie shirts, bags. What do you call those things?
Tote bags.
Tote bags.
Travel mugs.
Travel mugs.
And more.
And more. Amazing stuff. Rebuildingtheman.com/store. All right? There is a line open at 888-775-3773. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
It's that time.
And Hake is coming in of the Hake Report.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you.
Good morning, Hake, again.
Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen.
That's Nazi for good morning.
Whoa.
That's what?
I said Nazi. But it's German for good morning.
Oh. What?
Yeah.
Let me start off on DLive. Evgeny Crosby, thank you, says Dr. Fauci and Mayor Bowser came to the hood with Pfizer and Moderna up to no good.
What
the? No, thank you.
What a mess.
Love Soda does not like juice with a Streamlabs support on
jesselepeterson.live.
Forgiving my mother one slap at a time, then I do the silent prayer. Amazing.
Amazing.
I disavow.
What do you mean?
Slapping his mother?
Oh, he's just joking.
Oh, okay.
He's playing. What the? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Soul Conscious says on Streamlabs, Jesse, the great white hope warned us about Ron DeSanctimonious. DeSanctimonious earlier this year. Now we see why. And why would anyone vote for a wannabe cheap imitation of Trump? It's Trump 2024, with or without the indictment.
Thank you. I don't, you never know, but I don't think that Ron DeSantis or whatever his name is, will be able to run the country. He may be doing okay down in Florida. It seems as though he is, even though Florida is going wild now. Florida going wild is going wild, but he's not ready. We need the Great White Hope to clean up all this mess that's happening in the country. And the proof is, look how the people are trying to stop him. Look how the right-o Republicans and the Democrats, which are the same, by the way, look how desperately they're trying to do everything they can to keep the Great White Hope from running. Why is that? They'll welcome Ron DeSantis. DeSantis?
DeSanctimonious.
They don't welcome him, but not Trump.
Yeah, the media seems to like Ron.
Because he's a neocon, whatever that is.
Nice.
Rhino DeSanctimonious. Nah, I'm playing.
We love DeSanctimonious, right?
Right. DeSantis, FYI.
Do you think he's ready for to deal with the whole country in the mess that he's in?
Uh-uh.
I don't see him handling that.
Yeah.
He's like a nice person. And niceness is weakness.
He's not as bad in the niceness area as this friend of yours.
Who's that?
The other, he was a Florida governor before him. Or was he a governor? I forget what this guy's name is.
You can see it up there, can't you?
It says Ron. Oh, Rick Scott.
Rick Scott. Oh, yeah. Rick Scott is a mess.
He's too nice.
Man.
Ridiculous.
Another rhino.
But, yeah, Ron DeSantis strikes me as a politician. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, because I just think we need Trump or somebody like that. That is not afraid.
Nice.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
We got a Rumble rant. That's cool.
You got to know how to rumble.
You can support us on Rumble. I see already almost 700 of you guys over there, so that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah, Rumble.
Good morning, Rumble.
Blah, blah. Is that blah, blah on Rumble? With the Rumble rant says, thanks for a great show, Jesse.
Thank you for supporting it.
Justin Childers, or Childers, with a Streamlabs support. Trump said he could end the war in 24 hours. He wants peace, but he isn't in the White House. The cost of the 2020 election continues to grow more and more.
That's why they don't want him. He's going to end it.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, people like Lindsey Graham and all those people, they are making money from this. They don't care about you. They're making money out of building and war machines and things like that. And they don't care about you. They don't care about your life or anything. If we should have a war, God forbid, if one should happen here, they'll just count off the number of people that was killed and keep going. This is why you got to take control of your own life, folks, so you can see what's going on. Thank you.
Nice.
And that is all for now. Thank you.
Thank you all so much. I do appreciate it. Thank you, Hank.
Thank you.
Nick, you said something. Sometimes my mind doesn't want you to what?
You were talking
Nick
about...
Nick is an anchor baby, by the way.
This is true. This is a just fact. An unemotional but true fact. You were saying that now do you agree with me that the country's not coming back or something like that?
Right.
It was in response to that.
Yeah.
Sometimes my mind doesn't want to accept that.
Except what?
That it's not... I'm trying to remember exactly what I was responding to. Yeah, that basically about that. That it's not coming back or whatever.
So in the opening, and then I get you some calls. In the opening, I was saying that you're not in control of your own life. You're being controlled not only by wicked spirits in your imagination, all thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything. You're also being controlled outside by other people who have the same problem you have.
Yes.
And go ahead. And our country, I didn't mention our country, I don't think, but it is not coming back. If you notice, folks, they're putting all the wrong people in the right places to make sure that America never returned to America again.
That's what I was kind of responding to. I was thinking that sometimes my mind doesn't want to accept that. And I was thinking about how a lot of people see sometimes your work or Bond and you think, yeah, Jesse's going to bring back America or something like that. And not saying that it's not possible, but that's not the point.
Why do you think sometime that America is coming back, we're going to get our country back?
I don't really think that. I just think about even what I thought about early on watching this show.
Right.
I would think that that was sort of the point. Political action, bringing back America. But the point is that's not really the point.
I would love for the country. It's not that I don't want my country back. I definitely want my country back. But I see the setup. I really see it. It's mind-blowing to see it. Number one, they have divided the races like never before. Number two, they are blaming white folks about things that they're not guilty of, never done, and they're putting the haters in position in our government, police departments, all over the place. And they come up with critical race theory and they're teaching the children to hate. How can you come back? And they're putting women in charge as leaders. And it's not in the woman's nature to lead. And so how can she lead if it's not in her to lead? And they're getting rid of the men. Men are under attack like Natty going north. And I know it's the spirit of hate that's coming through the woman that hate the men, because men represent the sons. They are not just represent, but they are, even if they've been turned away from God, they are representatives of God. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. Ain't nothing going to work but that. So they're getting rid of the men and replacing it with women. How can it get better? They're replacing with everything but men, LGBTQ people and all kind of stuff. And they got white people on the run. Look at what happened in South Africa, if you doubt me. Of course I wanted it to come back, but it ain't going to happen.
Yeah. And I say that not to be gloomy, it's that I discovered a different, what's the word? Like a different point of the show was to be okay, is to learn how to be, it's like pointing you back to the source so that you could be okay with whatever comes.
Right.
Which I think is that's pretty deep. But anyways.
You can live in the world and not have fear. Not freak out when you hear all the bad news.
Yeah, true, because I live day-to-day fine.
The economy going bad. Ukraine need our help. People dying from fentanyl. The illegal aliens are taking over. All those things are happening, but not to you unless you have fear. Unless you have fear. And they want you to have fear so that they can control you. They want it, folks. I want to give you, and then I'll take some calls. I want to give you one quick and another example of how you are being controlled. How the controlling is happening. What do you think, for an example, before I go to that, when husband and wives are fighting one another, what do you think that is about? It's about control. It ain't about love. It's about control. And when men, they get married in a beta state, a fallen state, beta state, and then they wake up, and finally wake up while they're still married. But during the marriage, they were so beta, they were weak, they catered to the woman, they made her feel like she was a queen. They worship her because the woman is the man's God until he overcome mama. So they worship their woman, right? And then all of a sudden he wakes up and he can no longer worship her. The woman go nuts. You don't love me. You don't care about my emotions. You used to love me. You used to pay attention. You used to this and that. And what she's really saying, you at one time allowed me to control you. You used to let me control you. But you're not able to do it anymore because you woke up. You overcame anger. And you, when you overcome anger, you overcome the woman being your God. And when the woman overcome anger, she overcomes Satan being her God. It's because women are the daughters of Eve until they return to the Father. The same spirit as in Eve is in the woman until she forgive and overcome. Isn't that amazing? Here's another example of how you're being controlled. There's so much to say about this. Schools are closed again in L.A. This is from the L.A. Times. A strike shut down campuses Tuesday and brought out thousands calling for a 30% salary increase. This is from KTLA. Watch this.
talking about bus drivers, school custodians, cafeteria workers. They're all here. It's a three-day strike. They're members of the SEIU union. And the teachers of the LA Unified School District are supporting this strike. They're not crossing the picket line. They're not going to work. In fact, some of them are here on the picket line this morning along with these support workers. And that is the reason why classes are canceled today. Today, tomorrow, and Thursday for 420,000 LA Unified students.
And we're just tired. We're tired of the miscommunication. We're tired of being bullied, harassed, and we're tired of being understaffed.
It's about money, though, ultimately.
Honestly, it's not about the money. It's the respect. And we're just tired.
Tired of what? Isn't that like the Black Lives Matter attitude? If we don't like it, shut it down. That's the Black Lives Matter chant. So just think about this for a minute. The teachers and the workers there are out protesting because they don't like it. They really do want more money. But who convinced them that they want more money? The unions did. The unions went and told the angry people that worked in these places, you need more money. The people that are not really worth the pay that they're getting anyway. Y'all need more money. This is unfair. They should be paying you more money. And because you're not thinking for yourself as a worker and as an individual, yeah, that's right. I need more money. And you don't really do a great job anyway. They always find the angry people in these companies. And then they get in and they use those people to convince other people that they need more money in each company. But in reality, and so they'll go protest and eventually they're going to get something more. But guess what happens? When they get more money, now the union dues have gone up. They got to pay more money for union dues. And guess what happens when the union get more money? They can support liberal politicians, Democrats primarily. So they can get more control through by way of politics. Isn't that amazing? They're being used by the unions for personal gain. And the kids have to stay out of school. They don't care. They could care less because they have no idea why they're really picketing. They don't know that they're being controlled from the top down. And then the union get more money. They party. They have fun, the unions. They have big dinners. They have rental cars that they drive for free. And the people, the teachers and the other people who have no sense, they don't realize what's going on because they can't see. It's a game that's being played. They believe that it's them. And how about the kids, you say? How about the kids? How about the kids? They don't care about the kids. Even the parents don't care about the children. Mothers do not care about their children. They want the schools open so that they don't have to watch over the children during the day. They want to go out and pretend to be equal to a man. If they cared about the kids, they'd stay home and raise the children, educate their own children. They don't care about the children. And they only want the schools open to babysit their children. They don't care about critical race theory and all that stuff. It's a game. Let me go quickly to John out of South Carolina. John, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, John. Thank you.
I just want to ask your advice. I know it's kind of off subject, but...
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
I straight up busted my head about a month ago. Got real bad concussion. Now I got some issues in my head. Everybody in chat knows who I am. But I've been doing silent prayer for 3 days straight, and I haven't slept in 3 days.
You've been doing prayer for 3 days straight, you say?
Well, I don't mean like I've been doing it like usually about every hour, every other hour.
Right.
But I'm not able to get into that normal state where I can move the thought. There's just nothing going on. I was wondering if you had any tips or ideas.
Hold on for me, John. I didn't realize we were at the top of this first hour already. Can you hold for me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold on. We have two more hours to go. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Two more hours to go, folks. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hake news. I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
Trying to get on the AI trend. Google is evil. And no word from the anti-Trump Manhattan persecutors, at least not that I've heard, although I don't hear a lot. And the DOJ's hyped a judge on classified documents. They want even more booster shots, too, because the updated boosters they lose a lot of effectiveness against the China virus in just a few months. And liberal economy is a mess since the banks failed, right? But the Fed's pretending to save the day, or they pretend to want to. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, March 22nd, 2023 AD. If you don't know, JLP is suspended on YouTube, as he mentioned earlier this hour. They put him in the corner for 2 weeks. But we are live on Rumble, Cozy, DLive, and other platforms as well, Odyssey. You can go to jlptalk.com, jlptalk.com, which is jesseleepeterson.com/show. Goes to the same place. The AI craze coming on Sense Network. CNN reports advancements in artificial intelligence have stunned the tech industry this year, with an intense race currently underway to create the best chat bot. This week, Google, which is evil, opened up a wait list for their new AI tool, which promises to help people write essays, plan events, and even get lunch ideas. Aw, isn't that nice? What's not nice is the anti-Trump investigations. Coming on Sense Network, CNN reports, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, is bracing, according to them, for several potential scenarios related to a possible indictment from the Manhattan grand jury probing a hush money scheme. Even as there are signs the investigation into Trump's alleged role in the scheme to quietly pay, which is a split infinitive, dirty film woman Stormy Daniels, real name Stephanie Gregory Clifford Gregory. Trump mentioned the word extortion in relation to her. The phony investigation is nearing an end. It is not yet clear that our greatest president would be charged or when any phony charges would be unveiled. Still, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, has created a media spectacle around how unfair such an indictment would be. In addition to that being the truth, it's also a move likely intended to fire up his base, to generate funding for his 2024 presidential bid. So say analysts. Separately, the anti-white Injustice Department has also convinced a corrupt, probably, federal judge that Trump used one of his defense attorneys in furtherance of a crime related to the classified documents probe. This marks the first time that the unchristian DOJ is arguing that it has evidence that Trump may have committed a crime. China virus vax booster shots, coming on Sense Network, CNN reports, while most Americans have put COVID-19 on the so-called vaccines on the back burner, health officials in the United States are now weighing whether to offer another round of bivalent boosters, ever heard of that, for people at high risk of infection, according to a source familiar with deliberations. Officials are considering this step because the virus that causes the China virus, COVID-19, has evolved and protection from existing boosters may be waning. Data recently presented to the Scared Woman-led CDC shows that the first 2 months after adults get the updated booster, the shot appears to be about 50% more effective at preventing hospital and emergency room visits due to the China virus. By 4 months, though, the added protection falls to a little more than 30%. Citing this trend, the United Kingdom and Canada have begun allowing certain people to get another bivalent booster. The bivalent vaccines, according to the FDA, include a component of the original virus strain to provide broad protection against the China virus, and a component of the Omicron variant to provide better protection against the Omicron variant. These are called bivalent COVID-19 vaccines because they contain two components. Two. What a mess. It may also be referred to as...
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, and it's another doozy. Why don't you have perfect peace? Why don't you have perfect peace? That's my biblical question for this week. Very interesting. And the biblical question, once again, I put there to encourage you to focus on you. You're going to be surprised what you will discover and what you don't know that you don't know. It's going to blow your mind. If you keep your eyes on you, put them there, leave them there. It ain't about others. It's about you. And others have their own issues, which are the same as yours. But you can overcome if you pay attention to you, really. And you understand the whole wide world around you. What a mess! We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And also, you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad anywhere in the world. anywhere. Whether you say the earth is flat or round, you can listen to the show there. By calling the listen line at 641-793-1500. 641-793-1500. Anywhere in the world, no matter what you're doing, you can also podcast the show. And a quick reminder, y'all know what to do, right? To follow us on JLP Talk on Twitter and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. You can also hit the like button, ring the bell, holla, pass it on, whatever. There are so many ways. All right. So, it's Thursday again already. And some of you might know, those who have tuned in for the first time might not know that every Thursday is like Bible Thumper Thursday. And the reason for that is we do Bible Thumper Thursday. We take all other calls as well, but we try to give people a little bit more time to talk. But sometimes it's hard to communicate with Bible Thumper people because when you're talking to them, there's no conversation in it. It just quote the Bible with no meaning. It's interesting to see that too. And I'm like, what the? And I noticed that with the Bible Thumper people, not all. They're just trying to prove that they are right in what they have learned from the Bible and other people. There is no self-discovery about it at all. The Christians are trying to prove that they're right. Black Israelites are trying to prove that they're right. The Allahu Abba people are trying to prove that they're right. The Jews trying to prove that they're right. And the Mormons trying to prove that they're right. And the Shelbys trying to prove that they're right. Whatever religion is out there, I've noticed that, and I had not seen this before. I knew that there were different groups of religion out there, but I had no idea it was all about proving that you're right. There's no real quote unquote salvation in it when you just you're so divided. And it caused me to realize that because you are divided within yourself, things outside of you divide you as well. Have you noticed that? Human beings are so divided. They're not one. And so as a result of not being one within, they are always divided without. Each side is trying to prove, all they're trying to do is prove that one side is right and one side is wrong. And then there's a war. What a mess, huh? How blind are human beings? But when you become one within, you will never be divided again from without. And so I try, but it's a little difficult to communicate with Bible Thumper people, no matter what religion they're in. And sometimes the Christians, those who are seeking, truly seeking, it's a little easier with them because they are seeking, they are soul searching. And so they have legitimate statements and questions to ask about religion, right? But I was thinking of this one man that called, I think he called from Texas, and he think that he is a black Israelite guy, I think. Nice guy, though. I can tell he's nice. He's nice. But he's stuck in the Old Testament, and it's hard to communicate with him because he has nothing to say. It's just he read the Old Testament to prove Jesus wasn't Jesus, and this was that. But how do you conversate with someone like that? And they mean well. They're blind, and they mean well, but it's hard to communicate, for me at least. You're so divided. What the? Everything starts from within. So it is Thursday, and it is Bible Bumper Thursday.
Okay, are y'all ready for a little church today? My next guest is a 5-year-old preacher who went viral when his mom captured him baptizing his toy in the bathtub.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believe in him shall not perish and thou shall not die, but have everlasting life. Yes, yes.
Just regurgitating Bible verses.
You will emerge from that as an atheist. You need to get your vaccination. I got my booster. I'm telling you again, as your leading pastor, you want to be safe and healthy. You want to get boosted in Jesus' name.
It's a disgrace.
God is non-binary. God is queer. God is autistic.
Let me hear you speak in tongues.
Well, I know what it means, but it's just hard to understand. But you got to realize that the prophets were out there saying, thus saith the Lord, and they didn't even know who it was. They didn't understand what they were saying.
That's religion for you. What a mess. Now can you see why the world is getting worse, while instead of getting better? You're divided within and without. You are, and don't know it. What's weird about it, you don't know it. I didn't know it until I really, really, over the last 33 years, just stayed on understanding and knowing what's happening with me. And I'm sure, I know for a fact there's so much more wisdom to come. But you could suffer in your divided self. But if you want to be free, you gotta watch you. You gotta watch you. All right. So I'll get to your calls here in a minute. I see a lot of calls here. 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. So for the first time since being in California, and I've been here since 1968, and I've moved different back and forth a little bit, but not for long. And I somewhat know what the weather is normally like in California, and during the end of the year, the beginning of the year, we normally get the rain and stuff like that. But never since I've been here, now I don't know what happened before I got here, but never have we gotten the kind of rain that we've gotten lately. And then the rain came. But on top of that, according to the report, there was a tornado in Los Angeles. And I've never seen that before. I'm like, what the? I thought, the environmentalist people, don't they say that the climate change or whatever they call them, I guess the environmentalist people and the climate change people are the same group?
Yeah, pretty much.
And then they say that things are supposed to be like not raining and cold anymore or something? What's their trip?
I don't know what it is lately, because they switch up a lot, at least from what I hear.
Yeah.
But I think it's global. I don't think it's global warming anymore, is it?
I don't know. Ask that little Gretchen girl.
Oh, yeah.
That little angry Gretchen girl. But I don't know what they want either.
Greta. Sorry.
Yeah, go Greta. Ahead. That's her name?
Yeah. Thunberg.
Ask the little Gretchen Thunberg guy. I mean, girl. Anyway, there was a tornado. And I was surprised, but not stunned, but surprised. This is the Daily Mail. A video shows a tornado touching down near downtown Los Angeles on Wednesday. This is from the Daily Mail and Fox. Watch this.
The Montebello area. So that's going to be Montebello fire, not county fire. You see a lot of firefighters out there once a month out where we are. Out here in California, this is extremely unusual. There. Some of the cars over here a little bit better off, but you can see right there, broken window, broken window, broken window.
Amazing. And Montebello is like east of downtown, I believe, Los Angeles. And kind of out there where Haight grew up at, somewhere, it's like going to what that way, out in the Haight area. What the? So you say, yeah. And so I was surprised. We don't, California people don't know what to do with tornadoes. Out by San Gabriel Valley there. California people do not know what. Somebody made a mistake up there with that water. They sent it the wrong direction. The one thing I do know that's really nice about the rain, and I don't mind the rain per se, but I did notice that, I have noticed and are noticing that one good thing about the rain in California, it washed away a lot of the homeless people. It like cleaned up the mess. I'm like, pretty cool. And then the rain came. Amazing, huh? A tornado in California. Los Angeles, according to, it definitely looked like one. What the? I thought this was earthquake land only, not tornado land. You never know. So, it is, as I said, Bible Thumper Thursday. And I want to know, how many personalities do you have? Have you ever noticed the different personalities inside of you? And have you ever wondered, why do I have so many different ones, more than one? There should only be one. But there are many. There are more than two. There are more than three. Have you ever wondered why? No, because you don't pay attention to yourself. So you haven't, you wonder, but you thought, in some cases, people have wondered about it, but they thought it was normal to have so many personalities inside of themselves. Even though it does nothing good for the individual, but it drives them crazy. It confuses them. But they still hold on to it as though it is who they are. Not realizing it is about the heart. Salvation is of the heart. You free the heart, meaning overcome anger, the rest is easy. It will follow. It will. So it's about the heart. This is a couple Bible verses that my amazing producer gave me this morning. One from Genesis 1. So God created man in his image, in the image of God. And do you think God have different personality? If you are created in the image of God, do you think God have different personalities because you have it? Or maybe something gone wrong with you? Have you ever thought about that? So God created man in his image. In the image of God. Think about that. Does God have more than one personality? Or is he whole, just one? Romans 12. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Are you conformed to this world? Do you overreact to the world? Do you look for life from the world? Do you identify with people, places, and things? Or have you been transformed and now you have a clear mind, a brand new mind? Or is the mind still dark and confusing because you have not overcome the world? You can overcome it, but you got to see you. You got to pay attention to you. You must become an individual. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. I don't care what situation arises along the way. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. A lot of Christians, and I understand why they've been taught that, they believe that, they think the renewing of their mind means they got to learn the Bible and read it 8 times and know it and be able to spout it off. They think they are renewing their minds by putting the word in there. Can you get any dumber than that? When on one hand the Bible says of yourself you could do nothing, but yet they believe they can put the Bible in their mind and that's renewing the mind. And then when they do it, they still don't get no better. But they will even question, well, if I put the word in my mind and I'm still afraid, depressed, suicidal thoughts, worried, can't stand alone, what is wrong? Why isn't it working? They're afraid to question that. And last but not least, Samuel 16. God sees not as man sees. Think about that. God sees not as man sees. And that's why a lot of people think that anger is normal. They said Jesus had anger. They think that Jesus sees things the way they see it. And so they think that because they're still in a fallen state and are angry and emotional, they're like Jesus. And you cannot, so don't even try, convince them that Jesus was not angry. You can't convince them that. In the same way, they've been told that Jesus was God. And their mind is clouded from the lie. And you can't convince them that Jesus wasn't God, even though it's not doing anything good for them to believe it. They still have the same inner conflict. No peace. God sees not as man sees. For man look at the outward appearance, but the Lord look at the heart. He look at your heart. And the heart is wicked. Human beings are evil to the core. It's worse than what you think. You see it, and then you overcome it if you seek. Put that first in your life. Don't see anything else but the kingdom of heaven. You will see, and you will find, and you will be amazed. You really will. God sees not as man sees. For man look at the outward appearance, but the Lord look at the heart. And do you know, the last thing human beings want to do is look at their hearts. I've asked people over the years, does God live in you? Yeah. Does Satan live in you? No. It's easy to accept God living in them than to believe that Satan lives in them, even though their actions are not of God, but of the devil. But they won't question. They won't look at what's going on. So my producer gave me this, and I heard it as well as I remember from the first time, I think this past Sunday or the Sunday before that, in our fellowship, about the different personality. This young man said he had some type of personality, and I thought he would just all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. That he had just, because he had mentioned earlier that he went to the military, so I thought he had, somebody in the military had told him that. But apparently, there's a test that you can take to tell you what type of personality that you have. And people in their blindness have taken this test and believed that that was their personality, so they were stuck. A test called the Myers-Briggs personality test. What is the Myers-Briggs personality test? Never heard of this before. This morning. I just heard about it this morning that I'm aware of. This is from Box. Watch this.
Okay, so there's a 93-question test called the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator.
You've probably heard of it. It's the most widely used personality test in the world.
The most definitive personality test of them all is the Myers-Briggs.
And the company that makes it, CPP, reportedly earns about $20 million from the 2 million people that take it and the companies that administer it every single year.
So you take this test, you answer these 93 questions, and it tells you you're one of 16 different personality types. In 1921, Carl Jung, an enormously influential early psychologist, hypothesized that humans fall into a number of different types.
There are perceivers and judgers, people who prefer sensing over intuition. There are thinkers and there are feelers.
A few decades later, a pair of Americans who had no formal training in psychology, Catherine Briggs and her daughter, Isabel Briggs Myers, decided to take these ideas and turn them into what they called a type indicator.
Around 1945, they first began testing it. They took Jung's types, but slightly altered the terminology and changed it so that every single person was assigned only one possibility or another. You couldn't be a little bit of an extrovert or a little bit of an introvert. And a reported 89 of the Fortune 100 companies and 200 federal agencies used the test to separate employees and potential hires into types and assign them appropriate training programs and responsibilities. But multiple studies have shown that the test totally fails to predict people's success in various jobs, and it plays into the idea of people fitting neatly into categories. People love categories.
You can't take the test and be told that you're selfish or lazy or mean. The results are always positive.
Because the descriptions are vague, they're hard to argue with.
There's something really attractive about assigning ourselves different personalities. This is why horoscopes are so popular. This is why we love taking BuzzFeed quizzes.
The Myers-Briggs is useful for one thing, entertainment.
What a mess. Just think about that. Someone can make you, influence you to take a test like that and cause you to believe that that's your personality. And then you're stuck looking silly. I didn't know women started, even though my producer told me that this morning. No wonder. Every time you listen to the woman, you suffer. Oh, you gotta suffer. And they're making buku money from it. According to the report, millions of dollars, and you're looking silly. Ain't getting better at all. It doesn't even work at work. What the? But you're looking on the outside for the answer. And that's what you get. Everything that you are, everything that you're looking for, everything that you need, everything that you will become, is within you, not without. The answer is not outside. If the answer was on the outside of you, the world wouldn't be in such chaos. You wouldn't be thinking about killing yourself. You wouldn't be going a revengeful person. You wouldn't be a lonely person. You would not be an unhappy person. 888-775-3773. When I come back, your phone calls, your super chat, we're going to finish up on this story. My producer will be coming in and explaining all this to me, because it's all new to me. But yet, I understand why it is. Back in a moment. A short break. Back in a moment. I notice after a while that when these guys overcome their anger, they have amazing ideas about starting a business. But because they've been told that if you don't get a loan from the bank, or if you don't have a five-year plan, or if you don't do this, and it's just simply not true, it's the first step. With faith, then all things are possible. But the most important thing is to return to the Father. That yearning that you have, that emptiness, that void, is not for more stuff. It's not for more friends. It is a return to the Father. Because there's no way you can return to God and be angry at your earthly father. So, thank you all so much, right? People around the world donated to Bond at RebuildingTheMan.com, or they call 800-411-2663. And we're still committed to pointing the right way for men and women to return to the Father. Folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. Check out our merch. Amazing merch. Matter of fact, I have on one of the shirts today. Your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. Your daddy did not leave you. Daddies don't leave children. They leave the mother of the children. They leave their wives, the mothers, because they can't handle the anger, this angry spirit of the woman. So they leave them, but the women tell the children, your daddy wasn't no good. Your daddy left you. Your daddy don't like you. And he likes everyone. They lie to the children, setting them up for failure in life. So amazing t-shirt, your daddy didn't leave you. He left your mama. So we have mugs and those little carry things. What do you call those things? Tote bags. Tote bags and all kinds of stuff there. go to rebuildingtheman.com/store. We have new stuff there, too. rebuildingtheman.com/store. And for personalized shout-outs, birthdays, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, whatever it may be, go to Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. I do know myself. Super Chat.
Super Chat.
What's up, Super Chatters?
How y'all?
Let's go. Welcome. Let me kick it off here with a Rumble rant from Mari Ubaldo. Thank you. Says, hola, Jesse and crew. Nick, Jesse, James are my family. I miss Hassan. Hope you're doing well. You guys are very amazing, talented, and I'm going to keep supporting you guys, and I love and appreciate you all. Much love and God bless.
That's right. Actually a Bond Super Chat.
Oh.
Bond YouTube.
Oh, right on.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Right. We had the thing last night, right?
Yeah, the archive Sunday service.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Thank you. And Hassan should be back on Monday if all goes well for him.
Thanks, buddy. We're fam.
He'll be back next week. Yeah. We are family.
I hate that song. Albert Thomas joined Bond YouTube as a channel supporter. Thank you, man.
Thank you. Amazing.
Nice. Streamlabs from Soul Conscious. Jesse, I think one of the... Oh, sorry. Jesse, I think one of the main reasons that Ron DeSanctimonious quickly rejected the idea of challenging the New York DA going after Trump is because he's black. Trump 2024.
You may be onto something there. It's amazing.
And Ron, Soul Conscious with another one about Ron DeSanctimonious. Jesse, Ron DeSanctimonious's lieutenant governor is a female, and his state surgeon general is a black male. This is not a coincidence. It's a liberal's playbook. Ron is a faker. He's faker than a $200 bill. Trump 2024.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sorry, Soul Conscious, I butchered that.
Amazing.
That's somewhat right.
And one here, a D-Live Diamond from Evgeny Crosby. Alvin Bragg got Frank's Red Hot in his man purse.
Gross.
Thank you. Ron, out of dissension, has not said that he's going to run yet, right?
No, I don't think he has announced. I do not think he has.
But, yeah, it just seemed like he is going to, but he has not said that he will. Maybe he's not saying that he will because he likes all the attention that he can.
Right. I mean, he came out with a book, I think, just recently.
Yeah.
And he was interviewed by Piers Morgan, and he said that Putin is a war criminal. Vladimir Putin is a war criminal.
Ryan said that.
Uh huh.
Amazing. Well, I don't know
not that I know
what he's up to, but he could be doing it for all the attention, pretending that he can run or maybe giving the impression he's going to run. I don't know. We'll see. But thank you.
Trump's gone after him a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That's all for now.
Amazing.
Nice.
Thank you all so much. I'll get you some calls. Thank you, Super Chat. I appreciate your support. I'll get you some calls, and then my producer's going to come in, and we're just going to finish up this story about personalities, how this Mario Breed's personality test is making buku money off the folks. Let me go to Steve, a first-time caller out of Ohio. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Hey, Steve. No, Steve. There's a light open now. 888-775-3773. Steve is gone. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
I was calling to answer the biblical question.
Why don't you have perfect peace?
The way I see it is that there's a demon in me that doesn't have perfect peace. And then there's another spirit in me, you know, which is the opposite of the demon in me, which is the spirit of God. And that spirit has perfect peace. So that is the real me. And so therefore I do have perfect peace. It's just the demon in me that doesn't have perfect peace, and it thinks through me and it feels through me. And immediately when I heard this question, I automatically thought that, right, I don't have perfect peace because, you know, I listen to the demon thoughts and obey them or something, whatever. But I think admitting that I don't have perfect peace is a form of identifying with the demon in me that who really doesn't have perfect peace, but that's not me though.
So you believe you see two sides in you?
Yes.
You see the devil and God in you?
Yes.
And what does God look like?
The opposite. Pure opposite of the demon in me, which is, you know, pure chaos and hell.
And so God looked like what?
God looks like, to me, the thing that stops me from being completely evil. Because the demon in me that, you know, it feels good to be evil. But there's something in me that's stopping me from, that won't let me, that knows that it will destroy me, so I don't want that. And that's what I see as, you know, you can call it my conscience or the spirit of God.
Interesting. I want to put my little two cents in, but I won't. I have to wait until Sunday, but interesting. Have you heard of this personality test? Myers and Briggs personality test?
I have.
Oh, you've heard of that?
Yes.
Have you ever taken it?
You know, I believe I did. When I was in college, they told me to take that test to help determine what helped me choose a major.
Really?
You get out of high school and you go to college and say, oh, if you don't, I didn't know what my first 2 years in college, I didn't know what I wanted to major in. It seemed like all, you know, fake to me. And they tell you, take the Myers-Briggs test. You can see what you're good at. That'll help you choose your major.
And
I did it. I don't even remember what came out. It was a bunch of, you know, I don't know. It didn't resonate with me.
That's amazing. And so when you took it, that helped you decide your major?
No, ultimately I chose business management as my major because I just thought it was cool. You know, I just wanted to seem like a businessman, you know.
I remember.
I thought it would look good to others, you know, but all I really learned in college is how to work for somebody else in business, you know.
And so you don't remember what they said your personality was when you came out, when you took the test?
You know, I don't. It's like really, it's like five different personalities. And I think, it's like introverted. I don't remember, man.
Oh, okay.
It's like introvert. I know I'm like a introverted type. Not really a type B personality.
It was a B personality.
Something like that. I don't know. I don't remember the results.
Oh. What? Did you graduate college?
Yeah, I graduated back in 2009.
Really?
In May of 2009, yeah. So.
And you have a degree in business?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. And I never used it. Kind of like, hey, I've never
No job has ever hired me because of that. And I, right now I'm a truck driver, and they don't even require a high school diploma. Yeah, they don't, you can get your CDL without a high school diploma.
And did you have to pay to go to college?
Yes.
Did you ask for your money back?
Well, you know what? Believe it or not, they, in Georgia, they have this thing called the Hope Scholarship, where they pay your tuition if you keep over a 3.0 GPA.
Uh-huh.
So I kept my GPA high, and I didn't have to pay tuition, but I had to pay for, I took out a loan, you know, for living in the dorm and all the other dumb stuff, you know.
What a mess.
Federal aid. Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, thanks, yeah. Josh. I will, for responding to the biblical question, I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. If the Lord is willing,
right,
the decree don't rise.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Have a good
one. All right, man.
Okay.
All right, you too, man.
All right. Amazing. The answer is not out there. It's inside of you. 888-775-3773. Let me try Steven again, out of a first-time caller out of Ohio. Steve.
Hello.
Hey, Steve. Welcome to the show.
All right. We're good now then, huh?
Yes. Could you?
All right. Perfect.
Were you on the line when I first came to you?
Yeah. I think my fat cheek might have hit the stop button on my phone on this end.
Oh, so you were able to hear me, but I can hear you.
Yeah, correct. I think that's what happened there.
Go ahead.
I want to start out by saying you, Hake, Hassan, Sean, all you guys, man, love you guys.
Thank
you. You guys do a lot of great work for all of us out here. A lot of the stuff that needs to be said that ain't said.
I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Appreciate you, brother.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask your take on the commandment for graven image?
My take on it. Well, I know that we are not supposed to have an image of God at all, but because we believe thoughts, we live in our imagination, we create, those thoughts create an image, which are evil, right? And in that image, it deceives us from within.
And that's what I'm believing too here. And it kind of drives me away from modern religion. I think a lot of people do that also. It's just a lot of riffraff we don't really need when we start itemizing. And I'm glad earlier in the show you were speaking about images and we're created in God's image.
Yeah.
And God sees things differently than we do. So it's not really up to us to picture, you know, the big man. We just got to know he's there, be still, and know God.
Yeah, when you're in that, when you believe thoughts, and all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, unless you get to know yourself, you don't know the depths of how you've been deceived. That's why when the ego, God changes the heart from hate to love, anger to love, and then he, that love destroys the images. All our images and ideas, which is all ego, which are all evil. All our image and ideas about him and about everything else is destroyed, and you start to see things clear. But you don't realize that you had the wrong image, graven image of God, and that's why you were never able to really know him, because you didn't let that image go.
Man, you nailed it.
What a mess.
Well, it's a mess, man, but it's amazing. Honestly, man, the stuff you talk about, dude, it really just it breaks that wall, you know?
Yes.
So we can actually see.
Absolutely. And once you see, truly see, not just intellectually, but once you see you, with wisdom, you cannot unsee. Nothing or no one can cause you to unsee. And you start to see more and more because the images, the wall is being torn down.
Beautiful. Man, thank you, Jesse. I just wanted to call and get your take on that. Love what you guys are doing, and just keep up the good fight, man.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate your support, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Bye. 888-775-3773. I'm waiting for my producer to come, but I think, Sean, would you let hate answering the phones out there. You come on in. I want to finish up. Then we get back to the callers, but I want to finish up on this Myers-Briggs personality test. And son, it was interesting you tell me about it this morning, so that's why I want you to come in. So you're aware of this Myers-Briggs. You knew about it before now.
Yeah, I've taken it twice.
And why did you take it?
I was interested at the time to see what it would say about me and my personality, what kind of personality type I had.
And what'd you learn? What type did you have?
I'm an INFJ.
INFJ, and what's that?
Right, they give you the combination of those four letters. So that's, I'm more introverted than extroverted, quote unquote. I'm more intuitive than perceptive, I believe is the other one.
What does that mean, intuitive rather than perception? What does intuitive mean?
Intuitive means you sort of go with your gut feeling about things, as opposed to perceiving them in real time. There's some descriptions of those letters that...
Can we see that, Nick?
I want to read to you. So extroverted people like, you know, they like to be around other people. They get their energy from being around other people. Introverted people like to be alone. And like people who like to sensory people, as opposed to intuitive people. Sensory people like facts and details about things, and intuitive people like sort of the big picture and like bigger ideas, seeing the big picture about things as opposed to the details and facts. The third one is thinking versus feeling. So thinking people are quote unquote more logical, and feeling people are more sensitive, and they think of others more, as opposed to being logical about things. They think about other people's points of view. And then the last one is judging versus being perceptive.
And so how did you come up with those three letters for yourself? How did that fit up there?
So they give you 93 questions on the test. Takes about, I don't know, 45 minutes, 50 minutes, something like that.
Right.
Simple questions. They give you an option for each question, and you answer based on how you think you would act in that situation. We have a picture, too, of what those questions look like. And so when I took the test, I answered as, you know, honestly as I could about how I feel that I would act in certain situations. And it gave me four letters that defined my personality. Weirdly enough, the gentleman in church who was talking about it had the same four letters, INFJ. Some people get ENTP, some people get ESTP. You know, you get the combination of
and
four letters.
And some people get HDD.
Right. So, for example, at a party, do you interact with many, including strangers, or do you interact with a few who are known to you? So you choose one of those options based on how you act. Number three there is it worse to have your head in the clouds or be in a rut?
What's the head in the cloud?
Like a daydreamy type of person.
And what's the rut?
To be in a rut, to be stuck in a certain way of thinking and not be able to get out.
But head in the cloud and in the rut, it sound the same.
It's similar. A lot of the questions are like that, where they're sort of similar, yeah. But you have to make a choice. And that'll tell you certain things about yourself.
So if your head is in the cloud, you're in a rut. And if your head is...
Yeah, well, I guess there's a slight difference. If your head is in the clouds, you're sort of mentally wandering from thing to thing to thing.
But isn't that a rut?
It is a type of rut, but the difference to me is in a rut, you're stuck on one idea, one thing.
So what the test indicated is best to have your head in the cloud than to be stuck.
It doesn't do right or wrong. It just has you pick one or the other.
What?
But, you know, it's...
Are you impressed by principles or emotions?
Right.
And which one were you? Principles or emotions?
I don't know. I haven't taken it in years, but...
Why did you take it twice?
because I wanted to see if it was accurate. I wanted to see if I got the same answer if I took it. I took it once at the end of high school, I think.
Oh.
And I took it once a year or two later to see if I got the same answer.
Did you?
I did. Same exact answer. But, you know, people get very excited about it.
And what's the last one there?
Are you more drawn to convincing or touching? Convincing other people logically or touching them emotionally?
What? Nah.
People get excited.
And did it help you?
No. It hurt me.
It did?
Yeah, because, you know, people get excited about setting these boundaries for themselves and getting an identity from their actions.
Yeah.
And they get stuck in a rut.
Isn't that amazing that people can believe that something that dumb can help you?
Yeah.
And you had to pay for it, right?
$50.
Whoa!
For the official one off the website, it's $50. Not more.
It's all in the money. We'll finish up on it when we come back. I got to take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, your phone call, super chat. We'll just finish with this personality thing. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married, and the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
It's Ramadan, and Coming Nonsense Network, CNN, wants you to kiss up to the Muslims. And a tornado in Montebello, California. I just had dinner with a couple buddies out there last week. And it looks like a light-skinned black kid shot a couple of high school staff in Denver while being searched, and he was found dead near his car. The first black female neurosurgery student at Vanderbilt University. Watch out for your brain. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday, March 23rd, 2023 AD. Stay tuned for hour two. Jesse Lee will be right back to your calls and more on personalities. But first, fake news, not fake news. Ramadan and how to kiss up to the Muslims. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports for the next month. Muslims around the world will observe Ramadan by abstaining from eating and drinking during daylight hours. Not even water. Water. The daily Ramadan fast, rooted in spiritual activities and spirit and self-reflection, takes place from dawn to sunset and concludes with a communal gathering. You can say Ramadan Mubarak to those celebrating with that voice, too. And also review Commie Nonsense Network's Etiquette Guide, written by Saeed Ahmed, on how to be considerate to your fasting friends and colleagues. You can eat in front of them. You don't have to fast with them. You can join them for iftar, eating at sundown. Let them start work early and leave early if they ask. Be flexible. But watch out. They get halitosis, which is bad breath sometimes, from not eating or drinking all day, usually triggered by dry mouth conditions. Saliva plays an important role in cleaning food waste and inhibits the growth of bacteria in the oral cavity. TMI? Don't say, I should fast too. I need to lose weight. Because one of Ramadan's side effects is obesity. It's all that post-sundown overeating. What a mess. Severe weather. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports California is experiencing major weather whiplash, after years-long historic mega drought. Before the powerful atmospheric river storm this week, whatever that is, many people welcomed this season's heavy rain and snow that the state so desperately needed. But now the storms keep a-coming and are leaving widespread destruction in their wake. A rare tornado hit a city near L.A., Los Angeles, on Wednesday, Wednesday, injuring one person and damaging at least 17 buildings, officials said, with an estimated peak winds of 110 miles per hour. That's in Montebello, California. That's what the National Weather Service confirmed it to be, the strongest tornado to hit the region since 1983, 40 years ago, roughly. In NorCal, at least five people died in San Francisco Bay Area as fierce winds lashed cities on Tuesday, toppling trees and power lines. Meteorologists are also keeping an eye on SoCal, southern United States, by the way, where severe weather threats are expected to increase today and peak on Friday. So watch out. That Denver high school shooting, Common Nonsense Network, CNN reports, two faculty members at a Denver high school were shot by a student on Wednesday, prompting a frantic search for the 17-year-old suspect, looked like a light-skinned black, Austin Lyle, who fled the scene after firing his weapon. I think he was on probation, by the way. Authorities on Wednesday said they located a body a short distance from a vehicle connected to the suspect, but have not identified it at this time. I think the updated is they did identify it as the dude. The student suspected in the shooting was under a school safety plan in which he was patted down each day, Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas said. Maybe he should have just been in jail. During Wednesday's search, a handgun was retrieved. Was it an assault handgun? Anyway, and several shots were fired in the office area in front of the school. The shooting occurred away from other students and staff, averting a more tragic outcome. Vanderbilt University is going to welcome their first black woman neurosurgery resident after nearly a century, I guess since they started, first one ever. You can go to...
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. Third hour already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-5373. Jesse, J-E-S-S-E. My biblical...
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard, you've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look!
left as a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace, and stupidity.
I'll do you for that. What? Come here. What are you going to do, bleed on me? I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Roundtable Live, Monday through Friday, 1 a.m. till 4 a.m. Eastern Time. Bring your mind, bring your ideas, bring your voice. King Arthur had nothing on us. Here, Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Fripp Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hybrid thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the day, from this day to that, for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
The future is uncertain, I know this. Death is inevitable, I know this. But one thing is certain, as free men, it is our right to live unencumbered and in peace. And those times are quickly drawing to an end. And in these times, peace is certainly an illusion, and as the chains grow tighter, our ability to slip those chains increase incrementally with every passing moment. Inaction is no longer an option. It's time to raise our voices like a cacophony of thunder and lightning and tell the masters no more. And this is Nighthawk, and I say, for myself, no more. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, because the freedom is slipping away.
Trained in combat, hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, it is Monday, the 27th day of March, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say it's still legal in all 50 states and territories to do the Pledge of Allegiance. That's how we begin our days. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Preparative of the day is to buy all paper products, including toilet paper, now while you can. It's been, what, 3 years ago? Remember what happened? Right now, the toilet paper is readily available. I was going to say inexpensive, but it's not, relatively. But the most effective way to buy it is the large commercial rolls that are used in public restrooms. You get the most bang for your buck that way. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have patiently waiting green room. My friend Andrew is here to discuss the events of the day with us and how incorporating EMP shield devices into your life like I have will help you get the peace of mind you're looking for. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you as always. I just sent you an article that you can read at your leisure. Doesn't have to do with EMP, but is related to Defense of the United States. It's from a outfit called STARS, STAARS.US. They work with active and active duty and retired military people in various capacities. And they did a survey to find out what current and former military people think about all this political correctness going on. And it's a 28-page document. And from the summary I've read, the base of support that the military has drawn from since before World War II, which is men and women from the South and from rural areas all over the country, that base of support now is no longer encouraging 18, 19, 20-year-olds to join the military. You're probably pretty familiar since, you like myself, you're a veteran. That base of support has been a big part of the active duty military for decades, hasn't it, sir?
It has, John, and actually, I think I'm going to have to hang up and call back in. There's like a really weird echo on my side.
Well, we're going to get that echo taken care of, and we'll get you back on here. Okay. Andrew's going to hang up and get called back. We had some issues beginning Friday, I believe it was. Our main piece of equipment we use at Republic Broadcasting went south. It became defective. Our one engineer, Mike, he drove 60 miles one way and back to get a replacement. Was up all night. Thursday night, I guess it was. Yeah, Thursday night's when it went bad to get us back on the air Friday morning. And we're still dealing with this new equipment. And that may be what Andrew is dealing with here with this echo. And I've seen it happen myself where I'll stay a word or two, and a word or two gets repeated back to me. Thank goodness that isn't happening to me this morning. I can't really operate under those circumstances. And hopefully Andrew will be able to do that. Looks like Andrew is back. Do we still have the echo, Andrew?
Hey, yeah, John, I'm back on, but I'm actually hearing two shows simultaneously for some reason.
My show and somebody else's?
It sounds like me talking in the background, but it's not what I'm currently saying. It's like a recording or something.
Okay, well, maybe my engineer, Julie, can take care of that, because you can't do a show this way. So let's see, go ahead. Andrew, is it fixed now?
I think it's fixed now.
Okay. All right. We're making some adjustments. Good. Anyway, I started out talking about this report from STARS, STARRS, where they did a poll of current and previous and retired military people about their thoughts about whether polling the base of support, which is traditionally men and women from the South, men and women from rural areas that have a tradition of generations of men and women serving with honor in the military, that base support has been eroded by this political correctness, this wokeness, having promotions in schools being granted on the basis of race instead of merit, and other things. Before you had to make your change there in our situation, as a veteran yourself, Andrew, you're very aware of the importance of this base of support to fill up the ranks of the military, aren't you, sir?
Yes, sir, that's correct. I'm very familiar, and it makes sense that it's being eroded based on kind of the changes in our culture and the changes in the military, but it's horrible to hear, and I hope they do find a solution to it.
Well, the general staff is in a flag rank officer in a quandary. First of all, much of what they do at the top levels is guided by the House Armed Services Committee. If the House Armed Services Committee says it needs to be done, then the flag rank officers either have to do it or resign, don't they?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
And this began back in I first started noticing it in the mid 70s when they had the first female cadets at the United States Military Academy at West Point, New York. And that's been not quite half a century ago. It continues to this day, where the, just using those women as an example, where if a man had similar physical strength as a woman at the West Point Academy, they would be sent home to their mother because they weren't strong enough to be an officer in the United States Army. But the women were given a free pass and still are. And on the 27th day of March, 2023, there's not a single, let's see, how can I make this so people understand it? The strongest woman at West Point right now is weaker than the weakest man that has ever been at West Point, because a woman, a man with the same strength as the strongest woman would not be allowed to be at West Point for the simple reason I like to point to frequently. They can't do the manual of arms with the M14. A friend of mine, I served with him in Special Forces. He was a captain, and he was a senior student at the academy at West Point when the first female cadet showed up in the mid-1970s. They did a nationwide search, Andrew, to find the strongest, most highly motivated, most intelligent women that they could find nationwide, 18-year-old young women. Not a single one could do the manual of arms with the M14. Not one.
Right.
And they took those rifles because they couldn't send them home because the House Armed Services Committee mandated the women be there. They took them to the M14s to the armor. The armor was given instructions to cut links out of the recoil spring in the M14s until the women had the strength to overcome that recoil and appear to do the manual of arms, which, of course, it was just an appearance. At the same time, the rifles became display pieces since they no longer could shoot. Those same rifles that were issued half a century ago are now being issued on the 27th day of March to all the women at West Point who pretend to do what the men do. And everybody in the military knows it, that the women are pretending to do what the men do and are given a free pass. And those slots, there's limited slots for students to be at West Point that could be taken up by healthy young males that really are strong enough to do it, are now being given up to women who aren't strong enough on the basis of political correctness, aren't they, Andrew?
That's certainly the way it seems. I wasn't familiar with that, but now that you told me that story, I guess that does make sense because it's quite heavy, right?
The part of the manual, I can be very specific. To part of the manual arms, when you do present arms to an inspecting soldier, is to lift the rifle with your right hand, hold it with the left hand, all the weight with the left hand, push back on the operating handle with the knife edge of your right hand, and reach over with your thumb to push down the little lever that holds that operating handle back into the open position, and then hand it over to the inspecting officer. That's sure. That's the one part of the maneuver that not a single woman could do. Not one. They could not have, they didn't have the strength to both hold the rifle and push that spring back on the bolt, the handle that holds the bolt back. Sure. So that's reality. And my captain, he was captain of a team. I was the intelligence NCO on the A team. He was very specific about that particular maneuver. And he was also very specific that every cadet at West Point knew it. All the instructors knew it. Everybody in the administration of West Point knew it. All the way up to the commandant of the West Point knew that not mm-hmm. a single woman could do that. Now, he mentioned as well, and I won't get into specifics because for lack of time, every physical requirement for the cadets at West Point was either mm-hmm. changed to accommodate the women or eliminated to accommodate the women. And that continues to this day also, Andrew.
Right. Wow.
So our adversaries must be making fun of us. I think the Chinese general staff is having champagne toast with strawberries that they've accomplished their goal of destroying the military without firing the shot.
Right. And I have no doubt that many of them probably are. I mean, we're kind of doing a lot of the things we're doing to ourselves to hurt our force readiness. And we've got retention issues in the military. People are leaving in droves because they don't want to be a part of it sometimes. Many people. So it's very bad, and that's for sure.
Well, there's only 25% of the young men and women who would be eligible age-wise to join are capable of joining, because the 75% are either too fat, too dumb, too drugged up, or too many criminal convictions. So as you know, I've talked about before, the Fortune 500 companies, they want that 25% also. So they're offering right. things the military can't possibly offer, aren't they?
That's certainly true. I mean, there's bigger financial incentives. You know, obviously, the military is a lot of work, a lot of physical work, a lot of time. It doesn't have the hours that working at a Fortune 500 company would often provide, and it can be more shiny to go work at those larger, you know, conglomerates or corporations. So that's certainly something that's probably hurting our ability to recruit and retain people as well.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, war in Ukraine is now into its second year. We got a new aspect of this. Allied forces have announced publicly they're going to introduce artillery shells, 155-millimeter shells, that are mm-hmm. that have depleted uranium in them. Now,
Oh wow
is right. Now, first of all, these are not nuclear weapons or nuclear devices. The depleted uranium is less expensive than other very dense metals such as tungsten to accomplish mm-hmm. It's a waste product. Depleted uranium is a waste product. Tungsten is not a waste product. So you can manufacture 155 shells with tungsten and basically accomplish the same goal as you would with depleted uranium, but it costs a sure. lot more, doesn't it?
Right, exactly. It's a much more expensive to manufacture. That makes a lot of sense. Other than the, it has similar characteristics. I wonder if it has any other effects on that munition.
Well, it might, but here's what happens. When a depleted uranium round hits steel, that material becomes a kind of vaporized. It's still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, in fact, it has a radioactive signature. And breathing that stuff, whether it's a week away or 10 years away, is going to mm-hmm. cause birth defects and cancer and other things, won't it?
Sure, absolutely. If you've got any kind of material like that you're breathing in, it's certainly not good for you.
So we're in our misguided efforts to save Ukraine, we're turning, we could be, it hasn't happened yet, but we could be turning large areas of Ukraine into a wasteland that is unfit mm-hmm. for human habitation, just as we did in Iraq, didn't we?
Oh, we did. It certainly, if that's what they end up going with, that's not a very good plan. And not only that, but it may cause some escalation, as the Russians probably are well aware of what we may be doing.
The Russians have announced publicly that there will be a consequence if depleted uranium is brought into the mm-hmm. battlefield. Great Britain has already said they will do it. Other countries are about to do the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't control what Russia does or what the Allied forces do in Ukraine. We're just trying to live our lives here. Most of us in the United States, we have a worldwide audience. But we need to take care of ourselves and our families. All these weapons are on the table, including electromagnetic pulse weapons that could range from ones that could take out a city block to take out a hundreds of square miles to take out an entire country. It's all on the table. And I expect our enemies to make use of whatever they need in whatever manner they see fit. I don't know what they're going to do. All I can plan is what they can do. How about you, Andrew?
No, we don't know what they're going to do, but we do know what they have, and we do know what they've threatened to use. And, you know, such as EMP weapons, this is just another arrow in their quiver. And they have many things, but if they needed to use it, they certainly could employ it. There's many delivery systems that they have capable of doing this, and it would be catastrophic for the United States.
Right, right. We have a break coming up. When we get back from our break, Andrew's going to give us his weekly summary for our new listeners. We have new listeners every week. What in the world EMP is, how does it work, how to protect from it. I like that the analogy, arrow in the quiver. You know, Indians fabricated all kinds of different arrows, arrows to shoot birds with and arrows to shoot buffalo with. And the same thing applies to EMP. They could have a backpack device that could be taken to Fort Bragg to knock out the electricity at Fort Bragg. It's just for a smaller version. Or they could have a larger version to knock out the entire state of North Carolina, or one to take out the whole East Coast. We don't know what they'll do, but we know what they can do, don't we?
That's correct. We know exactly what they're capable of doing, and any of those things you mentioned are very possible.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield, where you get a very nice $50 discount on each piece of equipment, the exact same equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their buildings, their generators, their vehicles. And it's available at thelibertyman.com. We have with us Andrew representing EMP Shield. And Andrew, please give us our weekly summary of just what EMP Shield, what EMP is, please, sir.
Yep, thank you, sir. So, hey, everybody, I'm Andrew. I'm the Director of Sales and Marketing for EMP Shield. And what I'm going to do is give you a general overview of what an EMP is, how it works, and just exactly what it will do and how it will change our lives. So EMP stands for electromagnetic pulse, and it sounds like something that comes from a video game or a science fiction novel or a movie, but I'm here to let people know, and it's part of my job at EMP Shield, to educate people that EMP, or electromagnetic pulse, is a very real thing. In fact, it is a catastrophic weapon that would basically kill all electronics that we use in our daily lives and take down the power grid and all kinds of horrible things. So I'll kind of give an overview of how an EMP is created, and I'll go from there. So an EMP is actually created from a nuclear weapon, but it's not a nuclear weapon like we'd see, like you might see on YouTube or in a movie where the bomb goes off at the ground level of the Earth. Big mushroom cloud radiation. What they'll actually end up doing is taking that same nuclear weapon and detonating it above the Earth at roughly 300 miles. And to give you an idea of just how high that is, that's about the height of the International Space Station. In fact, it's so high above the Earth that when this nuclear weapon does detonate, if it's during the day, there's a high likelihood you probably won't even see it. That's how high it is up there. So when this nuclear weapon does explode, the blast goes off in all directions. So it pushes outwards into space, and it also pushes downwards towards the Earth. And this nuclear weapon's releasing gamma radiation and also matter and other things from this blast that create the effects of an EMP. And an EMP actually has three phases. It's the E1, the E2, and the E3. And I'll start by discussing the first two. Now, the E1 and the E2 are created from that blast pushing downwards towards the Earth. And the gamma radiation and matter passes through the atmosphere and strips electrons from the atmosphere and shoots those electrons down towards the Earth. Now, there's a lot of energy up there, and at a low level, which is still a very high amount of energy, we predict to be roughly 50,000 volts per square meter. So an incredible amount of energy that is being shot down towards the Earth, almost at the speed of light. The E1 occurs in nanoseconds. The E2 occurs in microseconds. And basically, anything that's a conductor of electricity, you know, literally anything that has a transistor, a resistor, diode, substances like silicon arsenide or microprocessors, have a high likelihood of inducing this energy and being destroyed. And that means, as an example, your modern-day vehicle that you use to go from point A to point B will no longer function. In fact, most modern-day vehicles on the road will cease to work anymore after an EMP. Anything with microprocessors, potentially your cell phone, especially if it's plugged in, your laptop, your TV, anything that you use in your daily life that has these components will be destroyed. And so basically, by the time the E1 and the E2s occurred, your way of life has completely changed as you know it. There's no more communications, no more internet. There's a high likelihood the power grid's already gone down. You name it. If you can imagine it, they use this microelectronics or any form of those components I discussed, they will no longer function. But that's just the first part of an EMP, the first two phases. The third phase, the E3, is kind of it's what's used to destroy the remaining portion of the power grid. And the way this works is that blast that pushed downwards towards the Earth also pushes outwards on the magnetosphere, which is this thing around the Earth that's protecting us from space weather. Now, because the magnetosphere likes to sit in a normal shape around the Earth, the blast causes it to fluctuate because it's a huge blast, a nuclear weapon. And as the magnetosphere fluctuates, it creates a low and slow charge at the ground level of the Earth. And now small antennas, you know, your car, it's an antenna. It's not big enough to induce this low and slow charge, but the grid is. So the grid can be a mile, 5 miles, 10 miles long. And because of the size of this antenna, it's able to induce this low and slow charge. And over several hours, it could be 3, it could be 5, 6, the charge in the grid gets high enough that then certain components in the grid become they're destroyed. So transformers, portions of substations, and this energy from the grid that's being induced also can find its way into your home, into power production facilities. Anything that's connected to the grid is also at risk of having other issues that for things that may have not have been destroyed from the E1 or the E2. Now, an EMP is so catastrophic that the Department of Homeland Security projects that roughly 90% of the population will be dead within 1 year after an EMP. That's how dangerous this is. And unfortunately, EMP is considered a bloodless weapon. And the reason is that the EMP itself is not going to physically harm a human being, but the effects that are created from an EMP, like taking down our infrastructure, basically removing anything that uses electronics from our daily life, communications, logistics, transportation, is all gone. And so within 1 year, most of our population will be dead after EMP. And John, that's my overview.
Okay. Well said, Andrew, as always. Well, Andrew, the Chinese General Staff, the Chinese Defense Minister, gave a speech years ago. There's a copy of it at my website, giving the mission statement of the Chinese, which is to colonize the United States with no Americans being present. That has not changed. Here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. It's something new this week. It'll be before the end of the week, this week, Friday. I am now a affiliate dealer for Log Cabin Kits. I visited with the owner of the company here in Missouri, and he makes his company manufactures log cabin kits. Log home kits. Once you get past two or three rooms, it's no longer a cabin, it's a home. As small or as large as you would like. And high quality log cabin kits delivered to your site, ready for your general contractor to build you a beautiful home. That will be at my website before the week's over. This coming August, the first week of August, the John Moore Ozark Symposium will take place at Wildwood Springs Lodge, celebrating 100 years in business. It'll be a lot of fun. You will be my live studio audience that week. We'll have great breakfast together, great dinners. We hope to have a trip to Freedom Center, USA. I'll be talking to Sam about that. And it'll be plenty of private one-on-one time for myself and my guests to get everybody's questions answered before they leave. Last but not least, energy cleaners. If you have arthritis issues, pain issues, you need an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website. Pain is no fun. Pain can take over your life. Energy cleaner will help with the pain. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check it out. You can place your order right there using PayPal, or you can call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Andrew, representing EMP Shield and beautiful cornfields of Kansas, and they're real close to getting what they need to build a modern, state-of-the-art computer chip factory there in the beautiful cornfields of Kansas, aren't you, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct. So we're applying for the Chips of America Act, which will basically provide funding for us to basically produce microchips and other substances that will be used for national security purposes and also for, you know, corporate and other types of use as well.
Absolutely. This is a matter, it's not just a matter of something that's nice. It's a matter of national security. These high-performance jet aircraft, for example, are filled top to bottom, left to right, with computer chips. Mm-hmm. Tanks have computer chips. A lot of the things that the infantry carries, such as night vision equipment, has computer chips mm-hmm. in it, doesn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, it's incredible just how many things we use in our daily lives that require these components and some of these special substances.
It reminds me. Back in the 70s, there was a lot of discussion whether the days of the foot soldier, the combat infantryman, were finished because of the advanced weaponry that was becoming available, high-performance jet aircraft and tanks and so forth. It was only 10 or 15 years later that these same grunts, as we call them, infantrymen, had hand-carried weapons that could take out a tank or high-performance jet aircraft, didn't they?
That's right. Yeah, you know, the weapon systems that we employ on the battlefield these days are so incredibly advanced. You know, we have shoulder-fired rockets that are, you know, they can track targets and shoot very far distances and go through armor and take out all kinds of other targets. So it's very advanced and a little scary sometimes, too.
It is. It is. And I don't know what civilians think about the military, but the common thought is that an infantryman doesn't have to be all that bright. My response is, any fool can die on the battlefield, but it takes a bright guy to stay alive on the battlefield, doesn't it?
That's correct. And, you know, this is just my personal opinion. I don't have any facts on it, but having been in the military in special operations and other things for 15 years, infantrymen, in my mind, were some of the smartest folks I'd ever met, especially the infantry officers. It's not to say there's not a couple window lickers in the group, too, but they're very smart individuals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same thing applies to the Marine Corps. I have a lot of respect for Marines. We inter-service rivalry is always fun when we get together, but the Marines I've known have all been very bright guys. But what's going on with the military leads me to the conclusion that at the very highest levels, from the Joint Chiefs of Staff on down, political correctness and wokeness has taken priority over ability, intelligence, athleticism, being replaced by wokeness and training men to be more aware of this than they are war fighting skills. It's certainly not a way to defend a country, in my opinion. What do you think, Andrew?
No, I think it's hurting force readiness. You know, whatever people listening believe, everybody's welcome to have their own beliefs. But at the end of the day, the military is supposed to be ready to fight and be the best military in the world. And if we're doing something that's hurting our capabilities, we need to make a change. Now, I did see something talking about Marines real quick. I watched a video on YouTube the other day of a Marine, two or three star general, a general, I don't know the exact rank, discussing the physical fitness levels of the Marine Corps, and where he actually said publicly, I will not reduce the physical fitness standards. If you want to be a Marine, you've got to meet these standards. I will not change it. And I was very proud to see that. So that was good.
Well,
at least to see that one of the branches.
Well, let me give you a heads up here. The standards of the Marines half a century ago are not the same standards today. 50 years ago, the Force Recon Marines, which have a higher level of physical fitness. I'm trying to make sure I get this straight here. Have been to be a, okay, now I got this straight in my brain here. To be a Force Recon Marine now in 2023 means you have to meet the same standards as a regular Marine half a century ago, because there aren't enough Marines to meet the same standards they had half a century ago for a Force Recon Marine. So that's where we are, unfortunately. We have a caller here. Looks like Mark in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Mark.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Okay, so something I thought about last week. Okay, so the EMP is going to short out a vehicle and short out somebody's home. I'm wondering if, Andrew, if your company has, and I know it's probably going to be a lot more technical and difficult than building the standard EMP shield now. Have you guys ever thought about making some equipment that possibly could keep vehicles from shorting out due to a flood? Now, I know there's a lot more components in there, but maybe some kind of device that would kind of shut down everything until everything dries out. And then once it dries out, then your little device could kind of keep that protection and then fire a vehicle right back up.
Wow, that's a really good idea. I don't believe now we have a department that just does development of new technologies, so they may have, but I don't believe we have. And I think that's a fantastic idea. That's great.
All right. Well, I was just wondering. I thought about it last week. There was something else y'all were talking about it, and then well, you know, maybe we can recover some of those vehicles after the new Navy map comes to fruition. We can recover some of those vehicles with this new gimmick that you're going to come up with, right?
Right. Well, always part them out and use the parts for other vehicles. That's a great thought there, Mark. We appreciate the call.
All right. Well, anyway, yep, take care.
Call number is 512-248-8252. I learned in the last few days, Andrew, that relatively small fender benders with these electric cars and trucks result in the vehicle being totaled out for the following reason. These large, heavy batteries are part of the structure of the vehicle. So it doesn't take much to damage this $10,000 battery, which results in the entire vehicle being totaled out by the insurance company. I wasn't aware of that before. Were you aware of this, Andrew?
I was aware that in many cases the battery is a part or very it's part of the structural integrity of the vehicle. I was aware of that, but I didn't know how sensitive they were. But that does make sense, especially when you're dealing with lithium batteries that are huge. Wow.
Well, and you know, just thinking about it out loud here, all it would take would be a minute, hard to detect crack in the battery that would allow water to get in, which means that battery basically becomes a bomb once water gets in there, doesn't it?
It certainly can be, and that's something I've been concerned about for quite a while. Is, you know, this is part of the reason that they're worried about bringing certain size lithium batteries onto a plane is because they can explode. I couldn't imagine what a $10,000 lithium battery would look like if it explodes. I'm sure it's happened many times already, but that would be crazy.
When they do catch on fire or explode, if they catch on fire, water won't put it out, will it?
No, that's right. Yeah, so I think in many cases that water doesn't put it out. In fact, I think it makes it, in some scenarios, get hotter, I believe.
How crazy is that? A friend of mine, the adult son of a friend of mine, he owns an electric vehicle, and when I visit there, I haven't visited there in many years, but 5 or 6 years ago, but I'll see this thing plugged in, and I'll see him in the home there, a guy about 30 years old. I'll ask him how his coal burner is, because he's in our neighborhood, all our electricity comes from coal fired plant, and I'll ask him how his coal burner is. I think we're at the edge of these electric vehicles becoming a massive dinosaur for Chevy, Ford, Dodge, Toyota. What do you think, Andrew?
I don't know. I know that the trend is growing. Electric cars are not only catching on still in America, but around the world as well, and they're being sold as being more friendly to the environment, which I don't quite agree with. But I certainly don't want to be sitting on top of a $10,000 explosive. So, yeah, I'm not really personally a fan of electric vehicles, but to each their own. What I can tell you is it's much easier to protect a gas-powered vehicle from an EMP than it is an electric vehicle. So for those who do want EMP-protected vehicles with EMP shield, gas is the way to go for sure.
Oh, well, we haven't talked about this. EMP shield devices for electric vehicles, is there such a thing?
So we've actually been researching it for about 3 years now. It is possible, for sure, and we are looking into it, but the part of the issue we're running into is the proprietary designs within some of these vehicles, and every vehicle, not every, but many vehicles are quite different. Having an EMP shield, which is a voltage-specific device that has to be able to protect all of the electronics connected within that system, is quite difficult if you don't have all the information. And with an electric vehicle, it's a very complex system. So we are still looking into it, but currently we are not selling those devices. So,
well, I don't have any issue with that. I was commenting to my wife over the weekend. I think that the majority of people buying electric vehicles are liberals. That's my opinion. I don't have any evidence of that other than my observations of the population in general. So I don't want to dwell on that too much because I don't see where it's going to be productive to our discussion here. But moving on from there, just before the break, I mentioned the stated goal of the Chinese general staff, the Minister of Defense, which is the highest ranking general in China, is to have the United States, the lower 48, become what they're calling New China, which would be 3,000 miles coast to coast of New China with all Chinese nationals and no Americans. In fact, they plan on killing off ethnic Chinese that are already here. They unless they're undercover working on behalf of the CCP, they figure that ethnic Chinese, and I know several ethnic Chinese that are here already. They're great people, by the way. That once they've been contaminated by freedom in the United States, that they can't be salvaged. So they're gonna kill them too. And of course, the COVID-19 came from China. It was released with intent. It was designed to kill people with intent. And the COVID-19 vaccinations are also designed to kill people and disable people. So the Third World War, in my opinion, is already being fought in that regard. What do you think, Andrew?
You know, it's an interesting topic. We've had this discussion lightly several times. And, you know, the reality is that I think we may have already been World War III has probably already started. We just haven't pinpointed what the date that it started was. But me personally, based on what's going on with Russia and Ukraine and, you know, China and Taiwan, if we're not in World War III, it looks like it might be coming soon. And that's not to scare people, but that's just how it's looking to me.
Right, right. Well, there's lots of ways to describe what people think and what they believe. We don't have tanks shooting at each other yet. We don't have high-performance jet fighters shooting at each other yet. No American aircraft carriers have gone to the bottom of the ocean on one hand. But with asymmetric warfare, there's about 20 different ways to wage war. And the book, which was relatively unknown until recently, has been brought up a lot in the last 3 months or so, Unrestricted Warfare, written by two Chinese Army colonels. Lists about 18 or 20 different ways to wage war. Most of them don't include explosive devices or weapons at all, do they?
No, they don't. A lot of it's psychological, and these days it's using information, using the internet, taking control of infrastructure. There's a tons of different things that can be done to wage war without even firing a bullet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need to be aware of all these things. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not read the book, it's a small book. I believe it's only about 100 pages or so, maybe less. I don't have my copy handy here. Get a copy of Unrestricted Warfare. It's easily available on Amazon. Your local library or bookstore may have a copy of it. And just read it. It was secreted out of China. It was not meant for consumption by American military, let alone American people. It was meant for consumption by the officers of the Chinese military only. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Visiting with Andrew. Andrew and I both served with psychological operations in the U.S. Army. And Andrew, sometimes one of the goals of psychological warfare is to get your enemy to not trust their own equipment. Would that be a fair statement, sir?
Oh, absolutely. It could be pretty much anything you want it to be, but that's certainly something that has been done in the past, for sure.
And if your enemy decides not to trust their own equipment on their own, you've certainly accomplished something. Now, my very dear friend, he was best man at my first wedding, and he served with the Brownwater Navy in Vietnam. He was with the Army. That was the U.S. Navy patrol boats that went up down these canals. He always had at least 3 M16s with him on a patrol boat just to get through one firefight, because everybody knew that the M16 would jam relatively quickly. So in that regard, we accomplished part of the enemy's goal to have our own soldiers did not trust our own equipment because, well, right, they couldn't trust it.
Mm-hmm.
The same things 50 years later still do the same thing. After about 350 rounds, they will jam. And everybody knows it. It's no secret. Everybody's known it for half a century, haven't they?
That certainly has some issues, that's for sure.
You're being too polite. You're being too polite, Andrew. You're being too polite. And that's just you're a great guy, and that's just the nature of who you are. Andrew, we educate and inform these folks every Monday about the true nature of the threats that are posed against us, the true nature of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Space Force, whatever they are, to defend us. Coast Guard, great people, by the way, the Coast Guard, and our responsibility to take care of ourselves and our own families, right, Andrew?
That's correct. It's everybody's responsibility to make sure you can take care of yourself and your family, although many people believe there's going to be help coming in any scenario from the government, and there may be, but in many scenarios there also may not be, and so you need to be able to take care of yourself.
Well, just to remind people, the same government that couldn't find the Superdome for a week in Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans, I'm not going to rely on them for very much. You know, but look it up. If you don't know what happened in Hurricane Katrina, the Superdome was a designated safe space for people to take refuge. The federal government of the United States, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, couldn't find it for a week. You can see it from space, by the way, in case you don't know. That government, that's who we're supposed to depend on? Right.
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 Yep.
Uh-huh.
That's why it's up to people to take care of themselves.
Andrew, I know you're a busy guy. I hope you'll be with us next week and not off in some part of the world taking care of business, which you do a lot. You're a busy guy. And, you know, we look forward to this computer chip factory becoming reality. Our country needs it. Our national defense needs it, don't we?
Yes, sir, we do. And we're looking forward to it as well. It may be several months until we get a response, but we're looking forward to it. And we have plans. We have support from the state, support from the government, backing from all kinds of different people and organizations. And so the sooner we can get this going, the better it is for national security, that's for sure.
Wrap it up with a part of a letter by an Army. Well, we're out of time. Andrew, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Top of the hour break. We'll be back with Sam Andrews and Firearms Monday. Stay tuned.
Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening live virus outbreaks.